So now Nirmala Ben and Mohini Ben will share their refreshments and share their inspirations and take leave from all of us. Thank you.
Om Shanti. So Baba has been performing his wonders, which we see whenever there is any service program. So I've been here for peace of mind, interfaith meeting, dialogue, and Baba's season for Brahmins. So during peace of mind and interfaith dialogue, that souls who came here took a lot of benefit from being in Madhuban and meeting Dadis and listening Gyan. So some of you might have seen the peace of mind video and would have seen how much everybody was enjoying it. After that, interfaith dialogue also was very inspiring to the souls from different religions, from Buddhism, Christianity, Islam. All souls came from different background, and though they were not very top quality, they took a lot of benefit from being in Madhuban and were inspired to spread Baba's message and spirituality in their countries. As we go back to our home, our service place, Baba has given us also homework to become perfect and fix our date to be perfect. So Baba has been saying time is short, but we can see how the time is really short, so many calamities happening here and there. And seeing Dadiji's stage, how she has become Oprah, beyond everything, loving and totally detached. Also inspire us to be avyakt and angelic like her. So I take all this inspiration from here, and I'll be leaving for Australia on second night. Om Shanti.
Time goes very, very quickly in Madhuban. Because when there are good days, there are happy days, they go very fast. You know? When there is any kind of heaviness or something which is not pleasant, then time becomes very long. But when it's happy days, then happy and holidays, right? Vacation time passes very fast, right? You have that experience. Coming to Madhuban is like not just holy place, but I also feel it's like coming for spiritual. I call it vacation in the sense of you are not on your service station. So you are off from there. Even I know that every moment in Madhuban is really used in worthwhile way. Being with large, unlimited family of the world, with Dadis, with some of the meetings, so this time I felt that time really went very, very quick, but it was very good time. I was, like this thought has been in my mind that I can play just my part, and I'm not creator of drama, and I am a believer in drama, and I know that drama is accurate, whatever is happening. So why should I have even one extra wasteful thought on any situation or scene of drama or whatever part others have to play? And I had been noticing very interestingly that day before yesterday I was sitting and someone came and shared some news which... So within 1 second I said, if that's the part of that soul and if that's the drama, then now I have to see that what part I play, how accurately I interact and how I maintain my stage in such a way that I don't miss anything in the way I should be playing my part. And since I have, you know, it took me about a minute. Generally, I think few years ago, I would have thought, try to stop the, try to do this, try to do this, this, this. I would have gone into a lot of things. And then realizing that there are some of the things, even if all attempts are made, but that they, the way they have to happen, they have to happen. But that's the time I have to look at myself, that how did I, you know, accept it, how did I interplay with those souls. And because one of the things which I always remember that with Brahma Baba, that he, it was like, what I have to do should be right. What others did right or not, but if someone is not doing right, and I get upset about it, so I am not right too. You know, sometimes we forget, we react in such a way thinking that the way I am reacting is okay because I am reacting. But if I am reacting in a wrong way, it's my action, isn't it? It's like I didn't play my part accurately. So this very deep understanding of its unlimited drama, and every soul has to think of one's own part, one's own duties and responsibilities, and play it accurately, you know, in the sense, so then really there are no wasteful thoughts. Start, like, you know, you say, shouldn't be happening, but, well, if it had not to happen, it won't happen. If it has to happen, it has to happen. No, you, like you think, well, you can try to avoid, you can, but first, immediately, the response should be, it's all right, I will play my part. And within that part, if I can help manage about to alter some of the things or make it better, that could also be part of my part, but not to have any wasteful thoughts or reaction to anyone's part or any scene of drama. And that keeps soul very much into that how quickly you can manage a situation. Otherwise, managing situation or when it comes to interplaying while interacting, that whole interplay then doesn't become very pleasant. So that's one of my experience and attention had been that why I'm going to waste thought for something which is already wasteful. No, because I know it's not a good scene, then why I'm thinking? I should just let it pass, and instead of saying it's not pleasant, this is not pleasant, that's not pleasant, but I'm taking that, but rather I should say, because it's not pleasant, I have nothing to do. Because I want to just stay very light, be very happy and with Baba. And second thing, one of the aspect which I have realized a lot and also noticed during my stay here is that if I have this thought that I want to keep my feelings very, very pure. And since that practice had been there, that I have to keep my feeling, because I am more sensitive to my feelings than others, no? My feelings are my own treasures. And why am I going to mix up my feelings or get disturbed in the feelings? So when you start appreciating your own pure feelings, then also very quickly, whatever happens, doesn't touch the feelings. Because I know that Dari Janaki mentions, and also this being sensitive into feelings where we compare the feelings sometimes to flu. Flu in the sense of that you sneeze and others get it. No, it's like just coming, not just even very direct, but just with anything. It's so contagious and also infectious that you have to be very, very careful. But then if Our feelings are pure, but they will also be contagious, isn't it? In the sense of other one looks at you and say, but your feelings, your face was very good at that time. Now that also spreads. You know, so when Baba says service through the mind, I feel also service through the feelings, because feelings are very vibrant, they spread fast. But if there are pure feelings, they will also spread fast. Why to think in a negative way, that it's only negative feelings spread fast, but the positive, pleasant and happy and pure feelings also can spread, in the sense of anyone who is sensitive will also start changing. And how much one learns by looking around. Even you might say, no, I didn't notice, but it's always that, you know, we look at each other. When we look at each other, how much learning happens. So if I have attention on my efforts, that's it. You are doing lot of service. Service is not when I'm giving gyan, but service could happen any moment. Give you example that there was some guest had come to Madhuban. So we were going down, their stay was good and everything went well. And one of the guests realized we were halfway going down that, oh, I forgot my passport. And so other two guests got a little panicky and they said, well, we're not going back for your passport because we don't want to miss our flight. So then anyway, they said, what do you think? So I looked at the watch and I said, calculated time approximate. And then I immediately said to them that, I think if we go back, we will still make. And they said, well, you are the host anyway, you know it and we trust you. So we came back, had passport, took her passport and went back and we got flight in time. Now this reference this guest uses in her lectures. And she keeps saying there is one sister from Ramakumari's, how she dealt with situation in a very, very calm way. There were many, many things when they observe us, that when you are in an adverse situation, then how do you respond and manage, becomes such a big learning. And that we shouldn't forget, you know, that teaching and learning is not just by listening and speaking, but watching all the time. So my right awareness, my right feelings, my right way to respond to situation, my right words and conversations, in a very ordinary way also, I think is the big, big learning or sharing, I think, which needs more and more. It happens, but needed more in Brahmin family. So I thought that it was some of the observations I had. And when one observes, then one comes to know the quality of efforts and one start thinking that where I am at and what's my next step. As I did mention that when I look at Dadis, I always feel that that's my next step. And I don't have to, you know, go far. Some say, well, we haven't seen Brahma Baba, but we have in front of Dadis. So we look at them and they say, what is next? What is next one has to do? But also this thought of fixing date for perfection. But for me, I wake up in the morning and I say, I want a perfect day. Because at least if I have a perfect day, one day I will be perfect. But if I wait for that, so this thought of being in that stage of perfection, I think every day we have to invoke that stage. That today I'm going to respond, today I'm going to interact, today I will keep my face, my words, everything in what it has to be on the final, my day of perfection. Because it could be rehearsal, like for Laukik world, when all these natural calamities and different kind of violence and war is happening worldwide, then somebody said, but it's not rehearsal anymore. It's very real now, because it's happening so often. We had in Madras, Chennai, we had floods. Yesterday we heard in Hyderabad, Andhra Pradesh, that's now in water. So trains are not running. We had bomb explosions in Delhi at few places. It's like every day is news. And somebody says, but this had been happening. No, it not that intensely, not that much worldwide as it is happening now. So like for destruction, we see that it's not really rehearsal now. It's really happening. In the same way for our stage of perfection, even if it's a day's rehearsal, but I have to see that it shouldn't be just there, but I'm moving towards that stage of perfection. Every moment is a chance to be perfect. It's not last moment. So if I take that way, then we can stay very, very, not only introverted, but very much also in lovely relationships with others. Because sometimes we become introvert and everyone says, I want solitude, I want solitude. Solitude is very good, but in solitude you can practice to be with everyone, isn't it? If you are comfortable with everyone, because that's also very important. There are different souls, and that's what I learned with that is that we look at 20,000, we look at quality, we look at this, we look... With Dadis, they are all Baba's children, they are family, just the feelings they have for every soul, something very, very important. So I am actually, was supposed to go tomorrow, but I'm going today also. And I thought I will have more chance to share some of the things, but as I have to leave today, we'll be in New York for Diwali, I wanted to celebrate. It's a very big family there. They wait for the celebration also. And, my thoughts are to, I always look forward for something different, something new, and not everything in a routine, everything like we do it on a regular basis, but something more, whether it's service, whether it's... My own personal efforts to look into that quality. So definitely I have lot of thoughts. What I want to do is spend few months until I come back here to take on some of the different projects for the family in New York or internationally also. So I'm going with those thoughts, and I know that you all will have very happy Diwali tomorrow. And then of course, as soon as month of October ends, we look forward. In USA, we have a very big thing called Thanksgiving. This end of November, and after that is just holidays. Whole December is really kind of, Christmas is coming, New Year is coming. So it's a lot of family meetings, a lot of celebrations, a lot of different kinds of programs. So we look forward for month of December for celebration, and then month of January for tapasya. So that's how we will be spending another few months. And just wanted to share last thought is that we had formed a small group and we had few meetings that what we're going to do for this Baba season. And when Baba said that we have to be double light, and how do we collectively, internationally, on the same pattern and level make efforts? So one of the proposal which has come, which we will send through the Murli notice, is that from Baba's Murli, we had done for this Murli also, but I really didn't get chance to share. And but the aim is that from second Murli, when it will come on 15th, or possibly even we will do for this, that we will take out 12 points from the Murli, and then every morning one point will be not only read in the morning class everywhere, but there will be some reflections and some meditation on that point. So it will be 15 minutes exercise just on reading of the point, reflection on the point, and also then some thoughts like commentary. And so that worldwide, for 6 months, we will be able to be together making efforts, just taking one point, so that homework is done not after Murlis, but homework is done while. And it does help if just, you know, take one aspect, one point of Murli and practice that whole day. Then take second point, third point. So I think that you will be getting in your, you know, like we get signals from Madhuban, similar kind of thing, but it's just 10 or 12 points. So between 15 days, 2 weeks, these 10, 12 points will be the points of practice from the current Murli. So that was kind of conclusion we had from that group. And family is always Madhuban, being in Madhuban, meeting world family is such a beautiful experience. And it's very, very always very beautiful sharing. So want to say Om Shanti of goodbye and see you all soon, those of course coming back here, but somewhere during, so if as we don't see each other, I also want to wish you a happy new year too, so that we can collectively start 2006 with a new zeal, enthusiasm. But just keep, everyone keep your face very well. Our looks are very important. Our looks are not body consciousness looks. Before they used to say, she only cares for her look. But now we do care for our look very much. Everyone cheerful, pleasant, light, visible, sparkling. No way, because of whatever reason, soul or mind should wither. Why should I should stay? Ever cheerful, ever blossomed, and look at drama and play my part. And then definitely, Lord's service will be happening from there. And you know that crowds will be increasing of Brahmins. Do we want more people, more Brahmins? So you will have less and less facility. You are happy about that? Now 12 share, 13 share, time might come, 30 might share. But it's so interesting, nobody said anything until Baba came. Everyone just said, let's meet Baba. And when Baba left, then after a few days they say, oh, I was with 13, but it's okay. So Baba had said numbers will grow, so we can keep increasing facility, but how much, you know, is the same Madhuban, how much you can expand in Madhuban, you can't build anything. Everyone enjoys the vibrations and things, so family will increase, sometimes there will be temporarily less facilities than we are used to. But I think those are also pleasant days. Some were reminded of their hostel days and boarding school and all kinds of experiences come back. And anyway, we are children, no? When we are in Madhuban, we are children. So if some of you had little difficulty here, there, I just want to say that actually Shashi Ben and everyone tried best to accommodate everyone. That was a big thing, because some people were asked to stay in Shantivan. They didn't come off the bus. When they were told they're staying here, they say, we're not coming off the bus. So 30 of them, they didn't come off the bus. But there's no space. They just sat in the bus. So they had to bring them up. We have to accommodate them. So you can feel that what everyone would want, and we do appreciate cooperation and lightness of everyone, especially at that time when we are kind of overcrowded or we have more numbers than expected. So, but also I did say, on behalf of double foreigners, all Gyan Sarovar Nivasis are not here, they are in their departments. Want to thank you all also very much for hosting us for such a long time here, and then again it's 6 months almost, right? Some groups are always in Gyan Sarovar. So I know that some of them are watching on television still in dining areas. So you all should give a big hand to Gyan Sarovar Nivasi. Hmm. We will sit in Baba's remembrance and thank Baba and thank the family. Om Shanti.